Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Crazy Girl is an amazing product line that, well, makes you want to get naked. Crazy Girl's Wannabe Naked Intimate Shave Cream, also known as their infamous Coochie Cream, will make you crazy happy because it prevents ingrown hairs and shave bumps. It's especially good for all those tender places. If you want to get the Wannabe Naked Intimate Shave Cream or any of the other amazing products at crazygirlproducts.com, like their orgasm gel and diva dust, use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything. That makes the shave cream only $13. Do you know how expensive a wax is? That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at crazygirlproducts.com. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I no longer have the Friends with Benefits program. My podcast is completely free so that you can always enjoy Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you probably are listening to the show live right now, or hopefully you are. It's live, free for everyone, every day, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. We are doing a live one-hour show, Sex with Emily, all sex, all the time, all the sex information you need. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show today. I'm here with The White Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And don't forget, people, we are at the Stitcher Studio. So if you are listening to the podcast, you can listen on your smartphone, download the Stitcher app for free. And you just type in your Friends with Benefits member password one time, and then every single day it will update you and let you know that your podcast is there.
Does everyone know that becoming a Friends with Benefits, like Friends with Benefits member, what it's going to do for your life and your sex life and your relationships? Imagine every day you're going to have an hour of tips, of advice about how to improve your sex life, how to improve your relationship. We're going to be doing videos. You get exclusive answers to all your questions. It's like free therapy. It's like if you're a Friends with Benefits member, you get on the top of my list. You write me a question, I answer you right away. I answer through video, I answer on the show, and you're going to be notified of that, and there's going to be special perks. You get free gifts every week we're going to be giving out. It's just lots of fun stuff. So please join the growing Emily Friends with Benefits bandwagon.
I like to say family.
Family. I couldn't think of that word. I was trying to think team.
Team?
But family is the word. It's the Friends with Benefits family.
You know, a lot of people have been listening to the show for many years.
I know, many years. You're right.
So
So we really appreciate that. And it's, you know, 15 cents a day is what it comes out to. It's $4.95 a month or $49.95 a year. And it's sex with Emily all the time. All you ever wanted and more. Yeah.
So what's up? It's Friday.
Oh my God, it's
what's
Friday, TGIF.
Wait. Before we go on what you're going to do for the weekend and today, how's the dog?
I'm having a hard time.
Oh, really?
Well, I just got a new dog.
What?
That I'm sort of borrowing it for 30 days. That's how it is now. Oh. So my friend Charlotte brought me this dog back that she thought would be the perfect dog for me. And I love this. I do. I mean, it's hard to bond with. It feels like we are trying to bond with each other. And I didn't bring her today because my friend Charlotte wanted to take her running this morning, and I didn't have time. And I'm like, great, you take her. I'll get her later. So I'm so used to have been living my entire adult life without any responsibility, mm-hmm. but yet it feels like it's time for me to have more responsibility, and I don't want it to be like
yeah,
the pathetic chick.
It feels like it's time for me to have more responsibility,
oh
and I don't
What's
want
happening?
It to be like.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, feedback.
I didn't know that was in there.
I know, that's cool. So anyway, I'm like, you know, so I'm a little scary, but here's what I feel like. I feel like when I got my new cell phone, my Droid, when I transferred from the BlackBerry to the Droid, they said I had 30 days to return it, and it wasn't until like the 29th day that I fell in love. I understood my Droid, that I got it, and I didn't return it. So I thought, okay, when Charlotte is my best friend, she'll give me as much time as I want. And she loves this dog. And we've changed the name for the third time, too. So the dog's going to be a little crazy.
The dog is going to be so confused.
It's now Daisy. It was Dixie, and it was Scarlet before that. Because she's from the South. So we want to give her a Southern name. She's a Jack Russell. And she's so cute. She's a little bigger of a dog. She's like, I wanted them more of a lap dog. I love cuddling, and I love the little dogs that you can carry everywhere. She's a little bit bigger. But she's sweet and adorable, and here's the biggest issue, mm-hmm. is that, again, I'm such an independent woman. My life is very much revolved around what I have to do and running, and I'm always running from one place to the next. I'm traveling here and there, and is my life conducive for a dog? You know, I don't think that I'm ever going to feel that it is, but I do love dogs. Like, it's never going to be the right moment to get a dog.
Can you just say that I was right all along? Can you say that now or what?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying that you're right or wrong because it might be a match made in heaven, and I have another 3 weeks to find out.
So my cousin had an impromptu visit to San Francisco, and I was talking about you last night. And I said that you would probably get rid of the dog.
This is what all my friends think. We really think so?
Yes.
It's almost why I have to keep the dog, just to prove everyone that I can have the dog.
No, don't do that and make your life miserable.
No, I'm kidding. I would never do that. Yeah. But I just think that I'm not, you know, change is hard for everybody. No matter what the change is, it's always an adjustment. And I just feel like I'm going through an adjustment period of like having to take care of something other than myself. But think of like how less selfish I'll be. Like I'll be so much more giving and open, like to have this beautiful creature in my life.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Oh,
and
my God.
Good luck with that.
Thanks,
that's
honey. I'm
say.
So glad you asked.
Yeah.
But I'm excited that it's the weekend. Hopefully, it'll be a really nice weekend. I plan on working, and I'm planning on going out tonight for a friend's birthday. And I might, and we're meeting up with, remember that guy I met a few weeks ago? I think I might see him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to see, I told you, Tales of the City, the play tomorrow night,
yes.
which is going to be really fun. And then there's a bunch of guys lately that I told you I've met. I've gotten asked out. Okay, I go through like we all do. You go through periods where you're up, where you're down. You can't meet enough people. Like you can't juggle them enough. And then it's like where you haven't gotten a text in a month. It's like like the desert. So I don't know. But lately, I've been getting hit up by a lot of guys that I've met at different places. Like some of them I don't even remember. They're like, remember we met at so and so? Or like they Facebook me or something. And no, I don't give them all my phone number, Menace, if that was your next question.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what to do because part of me is like, I'm single, I'm dating, I'm ready to date, but I don't even know how I know them or who I met them or who they are. So then I got to Google them and figure out how I met them and are they cute, are they not? And then another guy in my building. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. But but I just feel like I keep meeting guys who ask me. Anyway, it's nice. It feels really good for the ego. But I'm not sure that I even have time or I'm ready or I even like all of them or not. But that's what's going on. So I think I'll have some dates this weekend, some working, some playing. What about you? You're going to some music festival and doing something backstage with someone famous.
Yeah, I am doing that. But I have some other stories to share.
Good.
That happened today. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
All right. I have two stories. One's Facebook and one is email. So I'm going to go with the email. So I don't want you to cut off the Facebook story because it's also good. So today I was at the office. It's Friday. Everyone's laid back, you know, whatever. And I don't know why, but I started going into my Gmail account. And I was talking with my assistant. I was like, man, I have 27 gigs in my Gmail account. I can go back and see all my emails.
Right.
And my emails go back almost to, like, I think, to 2005, 2006.
Wow.
Right? I have everything that I ever need. I just type it in. Boom.
That's perfect.
Some file that I need, it's there.
Right.
So for some reason, the email, there's an email of after I worked with you for the very first time.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
You're not going to cry because I read it and I thought it was hilarious.
Tell me. You have to read it to me.
Well, it's like...
Wait, this was 2005 then?
Yeah, this is...
And it was the very first time we did the live Sex with Emily show in the studio.
Yeah, it's the very first time I worked with you.
Okay.
Like, I think you were doing it before, but then they asked me. They go, oh, you know, she needs some help.
Uh-oh. I can't believe this.
Could you go in there and do it? Because
what we were doing then? I started Sex with Emily as a podcast in my living room about 5-6 years ago. And then I got asked to do a live show on, can I say where? On CBS Radio in San Francisco, a station that's no longer in business. But it was called Free FM. And it was an FM talk station. And it was... And I was so honored. I was like, my little podcast in my living room, they want me to do a live show. I'd never been on the radio before. I had never been in a radio studio before. And it was very exciting. And then I find out that I'm assigned to this guy. This Menace guy is going to be my board operator, they said, and producer.
Uh-huh.
And then Menace and I met. So what happened?
So
oh,
goes,
no. Are you going to embarrass me?
No. So he goes, this is it's 3/28/2006. My one of the bosses asked me, you know, so how did it go? My reply was,
oh, no.
They need some kind of training so they can understand how a show works. That was my reply.
That's all you said?
And it's been a love affair ever since.
And what did he reply after that?
I didn't even look, but I just thought that part
I had
part
never.
Funny.
Do you know that I had never been into a radio station until the night that I went live?
Oh no, I could tell.
Clearly. Did you find any other good emails?
No, that was it. I just thought that was
that is hilarious.
That really
so
funny.
That's so 2006. So we have known each other for 5 years.
Yeah, I did find a bunch of pictures where I was really skinny. So I was like, I gotta go to the gym. I just have to. I know I've been talking about it for years.
Let me see you skinny.
Look.
Oh my God, is that how you were when I met you?
I don't think so. I think I might have.
You're
well,
so
I was
cute,
a little
but
bit.
I think you're so
a little
cute
bit.
Now.
I try. But I want to, you know, I want to get fit again. I like that.
That is a great story. That was okay. So 2006. Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was funny.
That
to
is
share.
Funny. You're like, she really needs help.
Yeah, she needs help.
Call 911.
They need to understand how to do a show. I mean, there must
I'd
have been some other people.
Oh my God, I was like hanging up on people. I'd never been in a radio station. I didn't know what I was doing. And Menace was probably like, ugh. And
oh
God, you were cute then. You were like sleeping in the station. You were working your ass off.
I was trying. So here's the other story that happened today. Because I was in the middle of a phone conversation with a friend of mine from LA. And I just dropped the phone.
Okay.
Not because what they were telling me, but what I saw on the internet. So I'm trying to say this without giving out names and people can figure out exactly who they are. But I had two friends in the industry that were dating.
Okay.
I knew the guy for my entire radio career.
Okay.
Everybody in radio knows each other.
Right, exactly.
Across the country. It's so small. It's like a tiny high school, right? So he was dating somebody in the industry that I see a lot.
Okay.
Right?
See how?
Because
just
they
in
work.
In passing,
they work,
or you see her like you bang her?
No, I don't bang her.
Oh, okay.
I see her.
You see her in the office.
I see her in an office.
In
a
office.
Lot.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
And they were having a long distance relationship for like a really long time. And apparently they broke up. And so, you know, the usual thing is the woman just ends up going telling everybody, oh, I'm single, blah,
right.
blah,
she
blah.
She goes to Facebook, change.
Yeah, you know, and like I always say that which really annoys me is like how women, you know, have a parade and let everybody know that they're single.
Some
right?
women.
Some women. I'll say probably 95%
of I'd women. Say not. It's not that high. I'd say the number's not that high, but go ahead.
So anyways, so I'm on the phone with my friend in L.A. And then I pull up the Facebook. And it's the guy. And the guy just added 15 new photos to his Facebook page.
Of him.
Of him. And I look on his page, and it's him. And they just broke up, like, not too long ago.
Okay.
It's him and another chick, and they're in Jamaica. She's in bikinis. They're making out. They're on
no
the beach.
No way!
He's all hugged up, and I'm like, oh my God. There's no way. And it sucked because everybody saw
How
that.
Long ago did they break up? I need
I
time.
Was like,
a week? A month?
It has to be a little over a month.
Okay. Oh, that's see, that's why you got to defend. You got to defend.
Dude, but do you know what's crazy? Is like everybody had the same reaction.
What was the reaction? Like, oh my God, what happens when she sees it? Or is he doing it on purpose?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she's going to go
crazy. Because you're more friends with her. Yeah. Well, I have to tell you the weird thing. That sucks. See, that's why I think this is – okay, so there was a guy I was dating, let's say a year ago, just for shits and giggles. It was a year ago. It was about a year ago. We dated for about 3 months, and it was a pretty amicable breakup, but there was a little issue at the end where – we had a miscommunication, and we haven't been friends ever since.
Yeah.
But I was home, so we broke up probably a year ago. So I was looking at my emails, and someone wanted to see him. They're like, I was with a friend in Michigan. And she's like, oh, show me the picture of that guy you were dating, da da da. So I pull it up, and I realize we're not friends anymore. He defriended me. But a week earlier, I had seen someone else. I'd gone to his page for some reason, not to stalk him, but it was like someone – I don't remember. I was like, oh, yeah, here's who he is. You guys – I think it was for a work thing, actually. I was like, you guys might like, you might know some of the same people, whatever. So in the last week, he defriended me. We broke up a year ago. So for some reason, in the last week, he decided to defriend me. And I don't know why.
Now it's driving you crazy?
Well, yeah, but like why a year later are you all of a sudden defriending me? Like I thought, am I posting too much? Did I'm not posting pictures of me and guys, which I never post pictures of me and guys.
Yeah.
Yes, except for it's you. I post pictures of me and Menace like all the time. But like that's I'm never like me and my guy, whatever. So anyway, I thought that was weird. But I don't know why. Like I'm like, what was that moment? It was like driving me crazy. And I was with my sister-in-law who is not on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She's never been on Facebook, doesn't like Facebook. And I was like, oh my God, he defriended me. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like it was her first she'd never even seen Facebook.
Doesn't know Facebook drama?
She doesn't get it. She's like, well, of course he did. You broke up with him. I'm like, yeah, but you don't get it. We were friends a week ago. So what happened? And I'm like, why do I even care? Let it go.
Was there any communication in that?
Nothing. I have not talked to him in a year. So all I know is like maybe he got sick of seeing my posts that
Probably. I would too.
Of my posts?
Yeah,
I get that you want someone out of your life that you know. But yeah, I get it.
What's cool is I use a program where I am able to update it without even looking at it, you know?
I know. So, Hootsuite.
Yeah, Hootsuite's my favorite.
We need some help with that, the interns. Right. We've been trying to do it, but it sometimes doesn't always work.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about today's show.
Okay.
Okay, today's show is very exciting because it's Friday and we're all very excited here. We're all very turned on before we're even doing it. I've gotten turned on the last 2 days. You notice that?
Yeah, what's going
like,
on?
I got like you all aroused by my own material. Yeah, I totally need to get laid. Okay, topics on today's show. We're going to be reading your emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemily.com. A lot of you also so easily can go to the Ask Emily tab on my website, Sex with Emily, and ask me a question. Some of the topics include not enjoying sex, not having enough sex, posing naked, and more questions about anal play. And then later, we'll be discussing and debating the things you should never, ever do in a relationship. Menace and I are going to be discussing. These are some commonly held beliefs around things you should never do in a relationship, and we're going to debate. Plus, we have a contest. It's your turn to give us your hottest sex tip. The best sex tip wins a sexy prize, so email us feedback@sexwithemily.com or through the website. And then that's what we're doing. And then we've got our poll info here. We can get to that in a minute. But do we have more to talk about?
No.
Nothing? Like, what are you doing this weekend? Like,
I do have to go to a birthday party in San Jose, California. So I'm going to go to that. And then Saturday, no plans. And then Sunday, I'm going to the Mayhem Music Festival.
Sounds crazy.
With Megadeth and all
sounds
these.
Sounds awful.
Like,
do you have to work?
Yeah, it's a work thing.
Okay. Sorry about that.
But I'll be at a festival all day.
Okay. So, poll. Okay, we have polls on our site. Not only are you getting Sex with Emily every single day for 1 hour, and you can do it on demand if you are a Friends with Benefits member. Right now, a lot of people are watching live, but you can also get this on demand if you missed it from 1 to 2. And we've got polls. So here's what we got. Here's our latest poll. And these are the answers.
Okay.
When is your favorite time to have sex? 19% said anytime on the weekend. That was the least number. 21% said morning time, 23% said afternoon delight, and 37% said at night.
You said you were a weekend person.
I'm kind of a weekend person because during the week I'm just like
I'm too busy.
I'm busy. Yeah. But I would do it at night during the week.
help me go to sleep. Although I kind of wake up after sex, which is annoying because I'm like, let's talk. No, I'm kidding. But not talk about the not talk about anything important in particular. But like, sex wakes me up. And it's so such a bummer. It's like why men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and all that stuff they talk about. Like men fall asleep. I wake up. It is a problem.
Yeah, that could be a problem because I would die.
Okay. So most people like
I've told women to shut the hell up.
Have you?
Yeah, I've told them like shut up.
You're kind of a dick.
No.
You mean? You don't say shut the hell up.
I don't say shut the hell up. I say shut up.
But you come across like you're sort of an ass to women, but you're. I don't think that you really are.
No, but I say things that are not kiss assy, you know?
No.
I just.
I think you're just a sweet puppy underneath
oh,
it all.
Thank you.
Okay, here's our new poll. How long do you wait to have sex? Everyone go to Sex Assembly right now and vote.
5 minutes.
Number one, why wait? Let's get it on. Number two, around the third date, which is a kind of a common, a lot of people say there's like the third, fourth date thing. Three, when we are in love slash married. And number four, after we've dated a few months.
I'll say number three, when you're married.
Oh, right. Right, Menace. Because Menace the virgin.
You were going to respond or you want
I'm going to say, how long do you wait to have sex?
I just say when
depends.
The time.
It depends. Case by case basis.
Yeah, I say when the time is right.
Why wait? No. when the time is right. When the time, when it feels right. We actually had that as one of the options, whenever it feels right. But that's what everyone would choose. I'm like, I'm not putting that down as an option.
By the third tequila shot, I would say. Not the fifth, because the fifth is a little old.
What happens to the fifth tequila shot?
You're
puking. Too drunk?
Yeah, and you can't.
Do you really puke after five?
No, I don't.
I would, though.
Oh, definitely. You would.
I puke after three.
Yeah.
I need more tequila in my life, by the way. Not for the puking part.
I got extra bottles at the house.
I didn't tell you about two... Okay, this is not related to sex, but whatevs.
Okay.
Two unrelated serious incidents I had that, like, hurt me, pain. The day I was leaving for Michigan, I had an accident at the gym. I fell onto a pile of weights, and my whole forehead got... It was the size of a golf ball coming on my forehead. I tripped and like my head fell. You know how they line up all the weights? Like onto a 10-pound thing of weights. It was a golf ball coming on my forehead. All the men in my gym, you know, my gay gym. There's no – I've never talked to any of them. Like I don't have friends there. They're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They were like, should we call 911? And they were like – I was on the floor with ice all over my whole body. It was bruised, beaten,
and torn. How come
you're
just telling me right now?
Because I left for Michigan for a week and I forgot to tell you. And it was, like, so embarrassing. And they're all like, are you okay? Should we call an ambulance? I couldn't move for 8 minutes. That's how bad I hurt myself. Knocked out. Just because I tripped like an idiot. And then they're like, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going on vacation in an hour. I'm flying. And they're like, I'm like, oh, does it look bad? And I didn't care how it looked. Mm-hmm. But the guy's like, don't worry, honey. You can just put your bangs over. It'll be fine. I'm like, I don't have bangs. So, anyway, it's been this really, like, huge thing on my forehead. But I think it's gone away. But that was really scary.
Yeah.
And then I got really sick in Michigan. Did I tell you that? I was like in bed for 2 days. But how bad is it that I tripped and fell?
You're falling apart on me.
But here's the thing. I walked to the gym this morning. I haven't been there since the incident.
Yeah.
And everyone at the gym, apparently, they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I don't even remember who helped me because I was so out of it. Like, I thought I was like, I thought I could die. I thought I could go to the hospital. I thought I had a concussion. But I didn't.
Could have.
I just wanted to share that with
you. There's just yesterday. It's pretty tragic. Did you hear about the baseball incident?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
It's all over the news, internet, television,
radio. I wasn't busy. I've been busy.
Paper. It was the Oakland A's versus some team I don't care about.
Some other team.
And some guy was, you know, he hit a foul ball, right? And one of the players is like, oh, you know, it's a foul ball. I'm just going to throw it into the stands. Well, he didn't throw it far enough. And one of the guys reached over to the railing to catch it and then fell over the railing and he died just yesterday.
In Oakland?
No, not in Oakland, wherever they were playing. I think Indiana. I could be totally wrong.
Oh, my God.
But he just fell and died right there.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine you're just hanging out?
No.
There's all these people just hanging out at the baseball game.
No.
Blah, blah. He's like,
he just leaned over and he was like way up in the bleachers or something?
Yeah, he went to go just catch the ball and he fell over, died right there.
Did he fall into a group of people or he just fell flat on the pavement?
He fell like 20 feet.
Oh, God, that's so sad. What a way to go.
It sucks.
And I have to go to a baseball game next week. I have to be careful. I can see me doing that.
Don't try to get
there. Can't wear my 5-inch heels trying to catch a ball.
No.
That is really sad. And, okay, so we could get into some sex in the news.
Yeah.
Unless you have anything else to share. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm cool. Okay. It's just weird. One of my cousins is in town. I haven't seen her in 15 years and she just like, hey, I'm here. Let's hang out. So we're hanging out at the cliff.
No
it
way.
Was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah.
Is she staying with you?
No, she's not staying.
Okay. That's so fun.
Yeah, she's just in town.
Older, younger cousin?
She's older. She's a reporter.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
So
you can take her out. No, tonight you have plans.
No, right? Yeah. We already hung out yesterday.
Okay, got it. You're done with her. Okay. This is some Sex in the News. And then you just sent me one when we were coming in.
Yes. Read it because.
Okay. I haven't read it yet, but.
I read it and it's amazing.
Okay. I'll let you read it. When we get there.
No,
or do you want to read now?
Read it. Yeah.
Okay, women dies. Okay, Menace just sent this to me.
I just sent this to you because you have a dog and this is a sex show. All right, you ready?
Women dies of allergic reaction to the dog she had sex with. And it's on Gawker, which is one of my favorite blogs. Let's see what it says. Hold on, it's coming up. That's hilarious. She had sex with her dog and died.
No, it wasn't her dog. Check it out.
Holy moly.
It's a full story.
Jesus.
It's
After
amazing.
Reading this weird news story, you will never have to read another weird news story ever again. Is everything an insane premise, crazy people, crushing irony, a sex crime, and a sex crime. They said that twice. Oh, sex, crime, and a sex crime. It seems an Irish woman died after an allergic reaction to a dog she had sex with. Yes, really. From Ireland, the land of geniuses like James Joyce, Oscar Wilde, and Bono, comes the story of a 43-year-old woman who encountered a man in a bestiality chat room and then met him at his house in Limerick. She had sex with his Alsatian dog. I don't know how to say that, but other dog people probably do. And then had a severe allergic reaction shortly afterward, possibly from the dog's semen. She later died at the hospital. The incident apparently took place in 2008, but medical experts just confirmed the cause of death because the case is finally making its way to court. Oh, my God. The dog owner is charged with buggery.
Yeah.
For ordering the dog to commit the act. Buggery is apparently still a crime. Oh, my God. People are into, like, I'm just so not cool with bestiality. I'm cool with most things.
Yeah.
But, like, dogs and sex with minors.
Is not cool.
It's not cool. Like, the dog can't consent that she died from the semen.
Yeah.
She's a 43-year-old woman. Can't she just date online?
Well,
she's got a fetish.
She was talking.
She met him at a bestiality website online, but can she not go to a bestiality website? Can she just go to, like, Match in Ireland?
I mean, people, you don't really need to have sex with animals. It's not cool.
Oh, my God. Is it because they're desperate? Is it because there's nothing else?
No, there's something weird in their head.
I know.
That they're into this.
I know. People are into it. A lot more, in a lot of different countries, it's commonplace. That is crazy.
Yeah. I just thought I would bring it in.
I appreciate you bringing that in.
The whole dog thing. And
oh, my God. Like, oh, my poor little dog. I will not have sex with my dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Please don't.
Women solicit sex on Craigslist as her husband's ex. The latest in Craigslist hijinks, a woman places an ad. So you got to pay attention to this because I had to read it twice, which means that it's hard, just means that I'm slow. Women places an ad soliciting sex on Craigslist only.
Yeah.
She gives her husband's ex-wife's address and phone number as the recipient. So she writes an ad and the ad says, I'm currently dating a decent man, but he's lacking some skills in the bedroom. It's nice, but I need to be thrown around a bit and need to be dominated. That is exciting for me. I also like to take charge sometimes, but I need a strong man to keep me in check. Please be respectful if you do stop by. So the Craigslist ad gave her address and her phone number, and people just started coming by the ex-wife's house.
What?
This woman is remarried to the woman's... How crazy are people in this world? It's like that woman I was just seeing on television who did something... Because people are just insane. I don't know. This is totally unrelated, but just insane things that people do that I'm such a peacemaker. Like, I'm like all about love, like, you know, make love, not war. Like, who are these people who, I mean, obviously she's got an issue with her husband's ex-wife and wants to pay her back for something, God knows what, but like, people do mean, conniving things.
Yeah.
She sits up and comes up with this plan. Like, do you think it's impulsive? Like, do you think she just like, does it and she regrets it? Or do you think there's like she has no regrets and just thinks that she's in the right?
I think sometimes it is compulsive.
Right.
Yeah, because do you ever write angry emails?
I do, but I don't send them. You're supposed to wait 24 hours before you write. You write an angry email to someone, you're supposed to sit on it for 24 hours.
Problem with me is I have too many emails to write, so I just shoot them out there. You know?
Your whole one sentence emails?
Yeah, no, but I'm like a dick in them. Like, it's usually me frustrated because like somebody won't work as much as me.
I know.
But but I think, some of it might be just in the moment, you know.
Right.
But some of it's, like, really plotting things out.
Did you hear about that woman? I saw this on CNN. She, her son didn't make the baseball team, and this was like 2 weeks ago, and she was threatening. She literally sent threatening letters to the coach and a few other people at the school saying, like, I know where your children go to school. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come and get you. I can't believe you didn't accept it. Like, you better watch your back. Like, threatening that she was going to kill them because her son wasn't accepted to the basketball team or the baseball team.
Like, you do that verbally when no one else is around.
Like, she was, like, arrested. Like, you don't threaten. Like, you just don't do like, but I'm like, what is she thinking? And she did it a few times. She kept calling. It was like, she was, like, threatening them for Rizzle.
Well, it just shows that, you know, out of all the stories we just read right now, that it just proves that women are crazy. They're out of their effing mind. That they...
Men do crazy things, too.
No.
There was a man who let a woman sleep with his dog in that story. Let's just not forget that.
Yeah, but it's the woman that was actually doing the act, you know? It just proves that, you know, that women are just not rational at all.
We are rational. We're just different than men. So it's hard for you. We've got hormones that are different. We've got estrogen. Yeah. We've got other things going on in our brains that you guys will never understand. Like that PMS, for example, irrational. I should explain that. I mean, PMS is like we really feel like we're going insane at those times, or we really can't control it. It's like, I mean, you can, there's things you could do, like don't drink caffeine and take certain vitamins, and like you can do things so you don't get as PMS-y. But basically, when you're PMS-y, you're like, I want chocolate, I want caffeine, I want all the things that you're telling me not to eat, and give it to me now or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And you really get this, like, I remember when I don't get it that bad, but what I did, it's like those 5 days a month or a week a month, I always think about that when it used to get really bad. Because for women, it goes in phases. Like, sometimes your PMS is really bad and sometimes it's 3 days or 7 days. But when it's in 7 days, I'm like, that's a quarter of my life I'm spending wanting to kill everyone who walks in my path. Like, I literally got to a point where I'm like, your mind really does change. And you really, everything that was okay yesterday, like, you loved your neighbor, you loved your boyfriend, like, everything was perfect. You want to kill them, or you just can't stand them, or people, you have low tolerance for things. Like, we can't do anything about this.
They haven't, like, just made a magic pill for that yet?
I mean, they have, like, Prozac and stuff like that you can take, but I don't
Prozac,
know.
But this only happens for, what, how many?
You can take, actually, there are drugs that women, if you're a woman listening to this or you're dating a woman, there are certain medications that you can take only the week before your period to help prevent the strong PMS syndromes.
Wow.
And PMS is really a disorder. Like, the psychology manual, the DSM-3R, the diagnostic statistical manual of every disease in the world, it is now in there. Like, premenstrual syndrome is a syndrome and a disorder.
You just brought up, if you're with somebody that's having this, can you imagine having that conversation?
Honey, take a pill. It wreaks havoc. I know. It's hard. She's going to kill you. Don't do it when she's PMSing.
It's going to make you less than a bitch than...
But they do work. I know they work. Like, I've tried years ago. Like, I used to have really bad PMS, and I tried some stuff, and it kind of helped. I don't like taking anything.
What would you do?
Is
there bad PMS?
I would be really – I would just hate everybody. Like, I would be – I was different. I'd be really annoyed with everybody who came my path.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get stuff done. I was super ADD, more so than usual. Like, I was not social. I didn't want – like, everyone bugged me, and everything in my life bugged me. And I only saw the negative, and I couldn't see the positive. And it was just for a week, and I would always cry. So I would always cry the day before my period. Like, it was like clockwork. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting my period Sunday, and I know that tomorrow, Saturday, I'm going to cry about something. Everything's great right now. The sun is shining. Like, I have a great job. Birds are singing. And I'm going to cry. And sure enough, something would happen that would make me cry on Saturday.
Yeah
always. It was like clockwork. It doesn't happen anymore.
At least that's one – one day out of the month.
No, it was 7 days leading up to it. Of
7 days?
Or five.
No.
Yeah. 5 to 7 days, I'm just like in hell. And then I remember reading somewhere like, today we're going to be giving you tips on what you should never do in your relationship. And this is something that I read once, that you should never ever discuss your period with a man. Like, you should never even bring it up.
Don't
even bring it up. And here I am talking about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but I think it's also a really important information to dispense. So they say you shouldn't bring it up like with your, I mean, but it's part of life.
Do you feel bad for guys that have to deal with it? Or no?
I feel that men are it is a challenge. It's just part of it. It's part of being with a woman. And not all women have PMS. Not all women experience it, but most women I know do or have at some point in their lives. Sometimes women experience every other month.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. Like, sometimes, like, our periods are different. Like, sometimes you get really bad cramps, sometimes you don't. It's just different every month. And but my PMS isn't as bad anymore. But if I ever see him, you know, no. But don't ever say, and oh, here's what you don't do. If she is really
messing right
no,
now.
No, yeah. Don't ask. Don't say if she's bitching or she's upset. Be like, are you in the rag? Are you in your period? That is the worst thing you can do. You're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
So never assume that if that. And just because perhaps we are PMSing, does not invalidate the way we're feeling. We really are feeling those things. It just might be heightened by that. Okay.
That seems a lot easier to deal with than what I saw on television last night.
What'd you say? Yes.
On television last night, they had these documentary series on MTV called True Life. And last night, there was this girl that says, True Life, I have Tourette's. And it shows like her starting to hang out with this guy before they were together, and then eventually ended up having a relationship. But these are the things – and I give a lot of props to the guy that, you know, took this on. But these are the things that she was doing in the show. She would faint. You would just be walking down the street, and then automatically she would just faint out of nowhere.
Okay.
And then he would have to catch her like every single time. Other things she would do where she would just tense up and she'd go and she would just hold her breath. And then he would have to hit her on the chest and then she would go and she would start breathing again.
Oh, my God.
Like it was like a tick where she would not breathe until somebody hit her on the chest or she would hit herself on the chest.
Okay. That would be interesting to date someone with this scenario. So
then this is the craziest part. And I don't want to laugh at her. And she was
– Yeah, don't
she
laugh
was,
at her.
She was laughing at herself.
Okay.
And she would make jokes about it.
Right.
So I feel fine.
Yeah, and she did a reality show about it. So.
Yeah. So she was –
It's fair game.
She would make fun of it a lot.
Right.
So but they're sitting down on a bed and they're just having a conversation, and then she just turns her head like the Exorcist and she goes, I have the devil inside me. I have the devil inside me. And then she would just grab her neck and start choking herself. And then he would have to pull her hand off.
How long were they dating?
They were dating for like a few months. But the thing is, the only reason that they broke up because she was leaving for college. And like she was – the whole deal was like showing the experience of like letting people – new people –
Did they show them intimate? Like, were they intimately, like,
yeah,
together?
They were, like, making out and stuff like that on camera. But, like, those were just the couple things.
That's crazy.
That, you know, and I got to, you know, I have to give it to the guy that, you
yeah,
know,
he
would
he must have really loved her. He goes through
that.
It. We all make sacrifices in relationships.
Yeah. It was
relationships
it was
are never perfect, but that would be especially challenging.
Yeah. And the craziest part that I thought about this is she goes to college and she goes into the dorms and she asks for a single dorm because she's like, I don't want to be distracted to somebody that I was living with, right?
Totally.
So they show, like, people just walking in and, like, she's introducing herself and telling everybody what's going on. And how come another girl walks in, she goes, oh, yeah, I have narcolepsy. Right?
Another girl walks in and just says that?
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, it's all good. I have narcolepsy. So then they show a whole crowd of everybody hanging out together.
And then she
So one girl is like tripping out saying she's the devil. And then the other girl just like
falls asleep.
Right in the mid-conversation, falls asleep and, like, falls down. Where's this college?
I don't even know.
Where is
the college?
I don't know.
I never met these people.
I never met anybody with narcolepsy ever.
Me neither. But it's all over. Everyone's always filming it.
I have friends that have, like, mild autism. Like, not as extreme as that.
Right.
But I just thought it was, like, extremely
interesting.
That's
crazy. That's so interesting.
If anybody, like, has stories like that, please email us feedback@sexwithemmy.com. You know, not to – but just say, like, you know, I was dating a girl that was going
through this.
Disabled?
Have you dated anyone who has disabilities or is challenged in any way, physically, emotionally? What has that experience been like?
I'd be really interested in the story.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. feedback@sexwithemmy.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we got one more sex in the news.
Okay, what you got?
Okay, we got Heidi Klum pole dances for Seal.
Okay.
How about that? Apparently, they have this amazing sex life, which she's always talking about. She loves doing pole dances for her husband, Seal, because she thinks it's important for married couples to have a healthy sex life, and she does that by dancing on the pole. Heidi Klum loves doing pole dances. The German supermodel who raises four children says it's important for married couples to have a healthy sex life and likes to spice things up in the bedroom. She said, there's nothing wrong with a nice garter belt. I'm not saying you have to put up a pole in your bedroom and start swinging off the rafters, but I do love to do that sometimes. So she's got a pole in her house. Mm-hmm. And she says she renews her vows with Seal every single year on their anniversary. Says having a healthy sex life is easy for her because she still finds her 48-year-old spouse very attractive. He's even hot when he's sleeping. He's a beautiful man. He's kind. He's a gentleman. And I watched him last night on stage, and he still rocks it. I'm like, yeah, that's my man.
Wow.
She met him in 2004 when she was pregnant with another or someone else's baby. She said, I'm not someone who plays hard to get. This whole thing about, oh, let's exchange numbers, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the point is she's got it. How would you feel? Okay, so I think pole dancing is kind of hot. I kind of want one of those poles. They were going to give me one once, a pole for my bedroom. I think that'd be cool. But yeah, I'm not that good at it yet. I got to practice.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure it's like installed properly.
Right, because you know me. Would you come over and install my stripper pole, Menace, since you installed everything else?
Install everything.
He installed my porn box.
Yeah, and your DVD player, your television.
I know, you're the best that I haven't used yet. But
The other thing I was going to say is I've seen it on television so many times, so many pole accidents.
I know.
Because there's all these like television shows you don't watch, but like Rock of Love and things like that where they have poles inside, like a lot of these MTV shows, you know, because the girls go crazy.
Right, and they all fall. I've seen that. But this is what I want to say about the story, though, that I think that Heidi Klum, I love the idea of renewing your vows if you're married to someone. Mm-hmm. Because being married to someone is like a contract, and you should renew it every year, every 5 years, whatever. I'm not saying you have to do it every year, but like, what an amazing thing to do, sit there and say, like, let's say our vows again to each other. Because when you write your vows for your wedding, they're pretty intense, and they're pretty real, and they're like heartfelt, and they're like what you hope will happen in the future, what you promise, what you know, like what you value as the most important factors of your relationship, whatever, you give them to each other, your vow. Like, I promise I will never, whatever, I will always support you in all your endeavors. And I think that's amazing to say to each other every single year. And to spice up your sex life and have a pole, or do whatever. Like,
yeah.
Like
the, and you they got Heidi four Klum, kids. And you know, to be
Heidi
honest,
Klum, four kids and a pole, that's hot. What?
To be honest, I don't find Seal that attractive.
But she does. That's what's
so
amazing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This guy's the luckiest guy in the world.
I know. Really? Yeah. I think he's attractive. And I love that they've been together for a long time and that they do that. So I'm saying when couples, because actually, I'm going to get into emails next.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because we were reading through a lot of the emails today, and there's happened to be a lot of them have similar themes.
Okay.
And a lot of us emails do have similar themes over time, and this is actually one of the most common themes, but for some reason today a lot of them haven't to, and that is like, how do we spice up our sex life? We've been together a long time. What do we do? I'd say that's the most common question I get. I'd say that it's one of the top three questions I get asked on Sex with Emily is, how do we spice up our sex life? It used to be hot. It was rocking. We had sex 10 times a day, and now I can't even get my wife to do whatever, or my husband sometimes. And so what do you do to spice it up? So here, Heidi Klum, big, you know, she's busy. She's got a job. She hosts Project Runway. She's got four kids. I mean, I'm sure she's got lots of help, and I'm sure she's got lots of nannies and stuff. But she has a pole in her house and renews her vows. And I think that's awesome, the renewing the vows part especially. I just wanted to say that.
That's weird because you're not really into marriage.
I'm into marriage.
You're very anti-marriage.
I'm not anti-marriage, Menace. That's so wrong. I don't like when you say that.
You said that
personally,
marriage is for losers.
No, I've never said that,
never
honey.
You get married if you want to be happy.
I never have said that. Please don't even say things like that because you know that's not true. I support marriage
100%.
Personally, I'm not sure how marriage will be if it will be a part of my life. I'm not sure. I think it'd be amazing if it was, but I completely respect and honor people who are in really good marriages. Like, I look for them all the time. Like, my friends who have wonderful marriages, my family is in wonderful marriages. My brother has been together with his wife for 18 years.
Yeah.
Amazing. They're so happy. I think it's great. So I completely respect the unity of marriage.
Yeah.
So for you to say I hate it and it's wrong is not true.
It's just weird that you have a F marriage bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah,
what
but
I
that's
find.
Just for fun.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. I don't have one. Thanks, Menace. Okay, ready? Emails.
Okay.
Just dropping a line to say, keep up the good work. Your show is awesome. Just when I think your show can't get any better, poof, the next day it moves up a notch. You are the queen of the airwaves. Sincerely, your admirer. We don't have a name there, but we just read that because that came in from a Friends with Benefits member.
All right.
And
you get pushed to the top when you're Friends with Benefits member,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And it is getting better every day. I have to say, these shows, we're doing it every single day for an hour. Mm. Do you realize before, people, that you were getting one show a week for 45 minutes, which was a great show, but now you're getting five of those by listening to this show, by becoming a Friends Benefits member.
And you're getting video podcast.
Video. You can watch right now.
You
right
can
right
watch
now
it
you
on
can watch
your...
me. You can watch me doing the show. Right now there is a camera on me, and which is awesome for you, but soon you'll be able to see more people in the studio like Menace.
Yeah, multicams.
Multicams. Okay, dear Emily, I just found out that my wife does not like sex. She said she always did like it, but she did it to make me happy. What can I do to try to get her to like sex? Ken, from Rhineliner, Wisconsin. Rhineliner, Wisconsin. Wow. Okay, Ken. Sometimes I wish people. We're going to be getting phones in here soon. Uh-huh. Does everyone know that they'll be calling in? Right, Menace. We're going to do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Because I've got questions for you, Ken. How long have you been together? How did you not know this? How long did she keep up the front that she did like sex? Because I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can try to convince someone to like sex, but I think there's things you could do to find out. I think she's got to, you know, you can talk about what she doesn't like about it. First, find out what she doesn't like about it. And maybe you could find from there some things. Maybe there are some things that she does like about it. You can be like, okay, you hate everything about it, but what's the one thing you like? And maybe she says, I love kissing. Well, maybe we did a show on kissing yesterday. Maybe you really focus on kissing and you just focus on that only and enhancing that experience. And maybe it'll expand to other areas. Now, a woman who doesn't like sex, I mean, it could be a lot of things. It could be that she has low libido. She could be taking medications. She might have been abused as a child. She might have had a history of sexual abuse. Or she might just have low libido and that just might be in her genetics, her DNA. I don't know, but I don't think that it's as easy. I don't have a quick answer for you of how you can get her to like sex, because I think the most important thing again is, and I know this is kind of a bummer, Ken, but you're going to have to do some work here talking to her, or she needs to do some work around why she doesn't like it and what she does like, and what she does like you work on and what she doesn't like. She might need to get some therapy around it. We don't know. We don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
But I can't have you can. I don't know how to tell you to get her to like it. It's not like you can like show up in like a G-string and she's going to be rocking or something.
Or, you know, just throw it out there and say, hey, why are you being such a bitch?
That's another tactic.
That could work.
That would start the
conversation.
But Ken, I cringe sometimes when I hear myself saying stuff like, you just got to talk to her. Because, Ken, you're emailing me because you probably don't want to talk to her. You just want to do something quick fix so you can get her to have sex with you again. And I'm telling you, this situation I hear from you, this is a much more complicated situation.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Godspeed.
Godspeed. Just yesterday, while having lunch at work, I opened a fortune cookie that happened to contain this message. Our first and last love is self-love. It may not have meant self-love in the sexual sense, i.e. masturbation, but ain't nothing like a little double entendre, Collins. It's true. That is kind of a double entendre, right? Self-love. Because self-love, they say that, you know, masturbation is sex with someone you love.
Yeah.
And so our first and last, it is true. You were born alone. You die alone. Like, if you don't love yourself, here's another thing I'm just going to say. This is one of my big pieces of advice for people. If you're dating someone or you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't like themselves, I mean, we all have things about ourselves that we want to change. And we all have things about ourselves that, you know, we could work on that. We could lose 10 pounds. We could be nicer to our neighbors, to our family. But someone who truly doesn't like themselves, is not happy with themselves, is not going to be a great match for you, because they're always going to be looking to you to fill themselves up and to make themselves feel better. And we are the only ones who can make ourselves feel better. We are the only ones. Self-love truly is not just about masturbation. Although I appreciate this email because, you know, anything could be. I mean, you can extend it in masturbation. But really, someone who doesn't love themselves is not going to be lovable because they're just miserable and not happy with who they are. And that person has to work on their self-esteem.
Just a tad.
People hate themselves and it manifests in relationships. And if you're an angry person who hates yourself, you're going to be wreaking havoc on your partner. You're going to think that your partner needs to make you happy and your job needs to make you happy and your new dog needs to make you happy and your new car is going to make you happy. And guess what? Your raise, nothing is going to make you happy unless you love yourself and make yourself happy first. That is the bottom line.
And the biggest frustration, I mean, from the male point of view, is – when you try to compliment females and where they're really serious, like some will blow it off like, oh, you know, you're just saying that, where it's, you know, lighthearted.
Right.
But some just like are really serious when they don't believe you. And then then they also flip it where they're like, where is my comments? And you're not giving comments. But when you do give the comments, it's just like.
The comments or the compliments?
The compliments.
Okay.
Where, oh, you're beautiful. And like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. And they're really serious about
how. And aren't there lots of women like that? Haven't you encountered so many women?
Yeah. And it's really frustrating.
It's frustrating and it's really hard to get over. Like, women have to do serious. And men. Men hate themselves too. Yeah. It's not just, you know.
It's such a double-edged sword too, because, okay, all right, do I not compliment them? And then they get mad about that. And then when I do compliment them, they don't believe me. And it's just...
It's tough because the truth is, really, if you don't love yourself, that there's nothing that anyone else can do. Like I just said, like your partner could tell you 15 times a day how beautiful you are, how amazing you are. But if you really feel bad or you have bad body image, a lot of women suffer from body image issues. It's not going to help. You have to just work on it yourself. That's mm-hmm. what I got to say. Okay. We actually, this show is flying by. We got to move into sex tips.
Go for it.
Okay. So we just got through a few emails, but it's okay. Here is, these are some common dating mistakes, and I want to see what you think about this. This is like common held belief, and I want, and making sure, and I think that you probably should try to avoid most of them, but we're going to debate them, and we're going to have them out here. Menace, ready? Never have sex on the first date. Some people say that. Dating rules are meant to be broken. If a love connection is there, then couples make up the rules as they go. But having sex on the first date immediately introduces complicated or unpleasant issues such as miscommunication over post-sex expectations. But that doesn't mean you have to restrain from giving a little loving. Okay. Again, a lot of these are phrases never, but I don't believe in never, never for anything. Like, I don't believe that you should never have sex on the first date, but I believe that there's no reason to have sex on the first date.
Yeah. Can I share a story? I had sex on a first date, and I ended up dating that girl for like almost 2 years.
I've done that too. I have.
Like 2 years.
And in fact, I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, and she said to me, every guy she's dated long term, she had sex with on the first date.
Wow.
Or like the second date.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think about that? Should you have sex on the first date? I think it's better. But I think that if you're thinking about it and you can wait, there is no reason to give it all up, to do it all on the first date.
Yeah. There's
because, like, why not create anticipation and some excitement? Mm-hmm. Like, have them, like, touch your boobs, and then next time touch something else or whatever. But, like, why rush into sex? I don't know. Okay. Don't check their email just to see what he's been up to. These, again, some relationship mistakes. Don't check his email or his voicemail or his regular mail, for that matter. Such things are private and important personal boundaries to respect, no matter if you're married or casually dating. Once you go down that road, it's hard to turn back. If you want to know what your partner's up to, ask them. So I believe that's true. I believe that you should, if you are having urges to check your partner's phone, you should ask them first. Be like, I'm feeling like maybe you are doing things behind my back or whatever it is. But once you start checking, like, you're just violating all these boundaries, and you're always going to find something that you are going to believe in your mind is means that he's cheating or means that she's doing something off.
Yeah.
But I think that you just, I don't think it's ever good to do that. It's just not right, because you're always going to find something that you don't understand and you don't have all the information, and you can always twist everything around.
Mm-hmm. Again, in the beginning of the show, when I was telling my email story, like, I am screwed. I had all my emails since 2005.
That's crazy.
You know, so there's going to be stuff in there. There's already probably over like 40,000 emails.
40,000.
Yeah.
That's a
and
lot
it was
emails.
Funny because when I was looking through that, I saw a bunch of emails from like ex-girlfriends, and I was just like laughing at them.
Did you read them? I loved going back and reading old emails.
It was crazy.
I have 2006, all my emails from 2006, I think.
And oh my God, I was like making fun of myself. Like my girlfriend was saying, I'll be sending that over. And I was like, oh, thanks, you sexy thing. I'm like,
that's so I like you.
I'm like,
you said
that?
You sexy thing?
Yeah, I'm like, I really That's said so, that?
I think you've gotten jaded. You should say things like that more often.
No. Why?
Why did you say it then and not now? Why would you say you sexy thing and not now say it?
I believe because the girl that I was with at that time, like, I was super in love with.
Oh.
And then I think that, you know, I think being in that relationship taught me a lot of things.
Taught you not to say you sexy thing?
Not to be as gullible and, you know.
Oh, so this is why you're so hard and cold. This is why you're so cold and hardened.
Not just because of that relationship.
Did she break your heart?
I don't know if she broke my heart, but it was a really good...
We got to do some work around this relationship.
Why?
I just realized all your issues stem from this one relationship.
No.
Most of them.
She does. When we get the phones in here, I'm sure she'd be happy to call.
Okay, we're going to analyze
you. She does radio,
you.
Too, so she wouldn't mind.
Okay.
She would think it's fun.
So don't check their email. Okay, so never date someone who won't introduce you to their friends. Or be weary.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say never. These all say never. Be weary of a dude or a woman who, like, never introduces you to their friends.
Yeah.
Because being introduced to his or her friends is a pretty good sign that they're into you and the idea of the two of you. So though there's nothing wrong with little. And also, don't tell them you Googled them. Like, people keep telling me they Googled me when they date me, and I'm like, I guess I assume they do because sex with Emily. But like, I don't want to hear that. And but I think the friends thing is really important, and I think you learn a lot about a person by meeting their friends. So if you've been dating someone for 3 months now and you've never met their friends, you've never met their family, I'd say 3 months is a pretty good.
Yeah.
Even 2 months, like, don't you think you should have met their friends by now or someone?
Yeah, or like at least.
And if you're not, like, I think that says, like, what is he hiding, and or what is she hiding? Does she have no friends? And that's another thing.
That's another thing that I was going to say. Someone don't has no date friends. People that doesn't have
don't
friends.
Don't date people who don't have friends, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a friend who is married, and he's divorced now, and he said, I should have known she has no friends. And he was like, it was weird at our wedding. He had, like, six bachelors, whatever they're called.
Groomsmen.
And she couldn't even, like, muster up three. Like, she had to, like, find random friends. Like, that is not a good sign because if you have friendships and you relate, shows a lot. It tells a lot about your character.
Yeah.
So watch out for that. Never hook up with siblings, like with
what?
Like with two brothers.
Oh, okay.
Two sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
A sister, you know, not at the same time, but you could. Mm. Or roommates, it says. So you shouldn't hook up with siblings or roommates. I think that's unavoidable. I think people hook up with siblings all the time. Like, you date someone, brother, you didn't work out with the brother, but maybe his brother, I thought his older brother was cuter, and I went out with him.
Yeah.
But you can avoid hooking up with men or women who are close is sure to result in a dating dilemma. It might be a dilemma, but if you're really honest about it and like, let's say you dated a sister, Menace, and you and the sister went out twice, three times, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But then like a few months later, you meet like the younger sister and you probably should check. Hopefully they're close enough that they can discuss if it's cool.
Yeah.
But oftentimes this could be a pitfall. This could be what?
No, I've dated sisters. I hooked up with one and dated one for quite a while, and then you know you're out at the nightclub. You had a couple martinis, a little bit, you know, and then
so
next thing
happened?
You know,
was
you're making
problem?
Out with the sister.
Was there catfights?
There wasn't catfights because the best friend of the girl that I dated before was like, she's like, that's cool that you guys are doing that. She's like, just don't let such and such find out.
Right, and did she never find out?
I don't know if they ever did. But you know what? I think I hung out with the sister again after that and never hung out with the one that I made out with at the club. And she would not, like, hook up with me ever again.
She wouldn't? She's like,
no,
dude,
I think
there.
They did talk.
I don't think I've ever – I think like, that would be
cool,
weird. I got to
but...
be honest. There's so many people in the world. Why dabble in the same family?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's good to avoid that kind of thing, personally.
I think
but,
it was just circumstances of location and timing. I was drunk. You know, I'll just be like a chick and just blame it on being drunk all the
time. You do blame it on – you are a chick who blames it on being drunk all the time.
No, I don't.
Dude.
I just promote being drunk all the time.
I know. Are you going to get drunk this weekend?
No. I'm driving to the party, and you know I don't drink and drive. I don't condone drinking and driving ever.
Ever? Never, ever drink and drive.
So I am – I'm driving everybody to the party, so I'll not be drinking then. Saturday, maybe. I have no plans. Maybe a little drinking then. And then Sunday, I'm working.
Okay,
and even if I'm at concerts working, do not drink.
Okay, I got to keep going here, Menace.
Go ahead.
Okay, so don't talk about things your previous lovers did in bed. I 100%.
Who does that?
People do this all the freaking time. We get emails about this all the time. Noting a former lover's prowess will only create performance anxiety and unnecessary concern. Yeah. The second you're like, oh, well, this last guy I was with, I had multiple orgasms, and then he spun me around, and then he gave me this amazing massage, and then he made me Eggs Benedict, or whatever.
Why?
Like, you do not want to put the image – I'm talking from a female perspective, but it's the same with men. We don't want to hear about that hot babe you slept with the blonde, with the whatevers, the big boobs, and I don't even know. I say blonde because I'm brunette. I don't want to hear – any stories, because you cannot shake those images from your mind. You think you're not measuring up. Just keep your sexual history in the past, what it is, history.
Yeah. And never, we've said this a billion times on the show, never give out your sex number.
Never give out your number.
Ever,
okay. Also,
ever.
Never ask your partner which of your friends they would sleep with if he wasn't with you.
Why?
People
what
do this all the time.
High.
They do. They might be high.
They're on
maybe
drugs
they're doing drugs. But really, you can have a perfectly happy relationship and completely turn it upside down with that simple question. Because then every time that friend comes along, you're like, he just wants a boner. He wants a boner.
Yeah.
You want to bone Katie, don't you? You want to bone Katie.
Yeah.
You want to bone Bob or whatever. You know, it's like you gotta be careful about that. Just don't reveal this stuff. Never reveal the number of sexual partners. We talk about that all the time. That is very important. And never fake an orgasm. Women or men. Men fake orgasms.
Don't listen to her.
But especially, why?
Huh?
What do you mean don't listen to me?
I'm.
You think women should fake orgasms?
All the time.
Because it makes you feel better?
Yeah.
No, it is sending a bad message to everyone in the world. This guy thinks that he's rocking your world.
How is it sending a message to the world? Like, are people like viewing your sex session?
Never fake it, even if you think faking it is a selfless, compassionate act that will spare his feelings. It does neither of you any good. You are betraying both. This is the key. When you fake an orgasm, you are betraying both of your sexual needs and your partner's trust in your sexual communication. So why not say, you know what, honey? I'm not getting there. I kind of need a little bit of this, and then get to the orgasm. Otherwise, if you fake it, it's a slippery slope. Then you got to fake it every time, and it's just sending a bad message. Every time you fake an orgasm, you train your body to believe the fake orgasm is all you're getting.
How many times has guys faked orgasms with you?
Never.
What?
I'm sure they have. I don't know. Guys, it's surprising because when we did this show, we've talked about this before, and I actually did a show once, and I got tons of callers from guys who were like, yeah, I fake it. And it's hard for guys to fake it because a lot of them ejaculate when they have orgasms. Yeah. Many men do ejaculate when they have orgasms. But I guess if there's a condom on, you can kind of just...
Yeah, you can kind of go...
Have you faked it?
No. I'm going in for the long haul. Like, I'm not going to stop until I do. You know?
Never ask if it's in yet. That would be insulting. Nothing will bring your partner down like asking them if it's in yet. Okay. And never be afraid to show them what feels good. A person who's, you know, sexual confidence is huge in the bedroom. So that's what we got time for today.
Wow, and I also flew by.
Yeah. I know. But I also have to give a shout out to Adam and Eve, who is our loyal sponsor, and they've got the best sex toys on the planet. Everything that you want. They have laundry, they have porn, but they have sex toys. And they're having a huge sale right now. But plus, if you just go there and you use coupon code Emily at checkout, you get 50% off most items, and you get 3 adult DVDs, you get free shipping, you get another free thing, like a free gift. Like, it's crazy what you got. So just go online and get your sex toys up this weekend. It's Friday. Go buy a sex toy. It's time. Everyone, thanks so much for listening to the show. I appreciate everyone for listening to Sex with Emily and becoming friends with Benefits members. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive store carrying the best toys with an informative website at goodvibes.com. I got my very first toy from Good Vibrations, so I've been a fan for a long time, and they never disappoint. They have a huge online store, goodvibes.com, and you can literally find anything on there from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter coupon code GVEmily20 for 20% off on orders of $100 or more. So check it out. You'll help yourself, and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.